All right, back now with Rory Gentile, who's the Gloucester High School boys, the Gloucester High School baseball coach. And coach, got to tell me a little bit about that win yesterday. I believe it was over. Was it the 9-inning win over Masco?
Yeah, it was. Believe it or not, in 9 innings, it was probably one of our shortest games all year. Somehow.
Yeah. Good pitching, I presume.
Yeah, both pitchers were super effective. Abbott was as good as I've maybe ever seen him, and definitely more efficient than I've ever seen him. And the Zenas kid from Masco is, I would say, is probably the best pitcher we've seen so far. So, tremendous pitching on both sides. The defense was pretty clean. 1-1 all the way up until the 9th inning. It was one heck of a game.
Nate, excuse me, not Nate, but, Nick Kukru was talking about, the pitching of Zach, on our program last night. And, he was talking about hitting the strike zone. He said that he was throwing all over the strike zone, meaning I'm thinking that he was painting the black. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, I think location's important with him, but more than anything, it's the ability to mix in a different pitch. He has a very effective fastball.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy more than it is fast, but he has a high swing and miss rate with it. But when he gets the curveball working and can throw it in any count that he wants, it makes it near impossible for the opposing hitters to hit because they just don't know what's coming.
Rory, what's that mean when it's heavy? Because I know when you're playing the outfield, you get a knuckleball hit you on a line drive. That's a heavy ball. What does it mean when a pitcher is throwing heavy? What's that mean?
So if you ever see someone who's throwing fastballs and the hitters know that he's throwing a fastball,
mm-hmm.
and they still seem to be a little bit behind it, a little bit late on it.
Yep.
It's a phenomenon where we say that the ball sort of gets on you a little late.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean no baseball picks up speed as, you know, the further it gets out of the pitcher's hand. But it has that sort of, it seems as if it's picking up speed right when it gets to you. And I always say, like, Roger Clemens was similar.
Okay. Gotcha.
He was throwing, you know, high 90s. It's actually not
yeah, but
at all, but
sort of the same build, you know, coming out of, you know,
yeah.
body weight.
You know, guys that get downhill
mm-hmm.
Tend to get on hitters a little bit faster, and they refer to it as a heavy fastball.
Got to have something to do with the delivery. That's got to be tough for a batter. Coach, now, one of the things that some of the baseball coaches have been lamenting about so far this season, and not really lamenting, but it was expected, has been the defensive play. Some calling it sloppy, some calling it, you know, just not ready for prime time. How was this game played? Because if it's a 9-inning game, I'm guessing there weren't that many misplays.
Yeah, I think both teams made a couple mistakes. I know our mistakes led directly to their run. We had a throwing error and sort of a mental error where we didn't cover first in time on a bunt. We're seeing it, and so we've had to adjust our approach where I'm not so much worried about working pitchers anymore as I am, because you're seeing the high strikeout games. We're just trying to focus on getting the ball in play and maybe putting a little pressure on all of the teams to make plays. And we have Jack Costanzo was out of his mind at shortstop yesterday, made everything that was near him. And so when you have that right up the middle, it gives you great confidence when it comes to making more plays than the other team.
I'm glad you mentioned him. He made a play last week at the game that I did on Wednesday night, or that I was at with Nick. That was ridiculous. You know, up the middle, looked like a base hit. He gloved it, and with his glove, you know, flipped it to the second baseman who would have made a double play. But it was amazing. So he's quite an athlete. And what are you going to do for pitching now where Zach has piled up so many, such a big pitch count this week?
We're always in good shape. We have four guys who are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Moore, who's probably been our most effective pitcher, is ready to go on Friday. And we have Tommy Elliott, who we've brought out of the pen in, you know, 6 or 7 games, ready to go as well. So we're in perfect shape for tomorrow. And then we'll have Morris and Abbott both ready for Monday. And then we don't play again until the following Monday, so we'll have everyone ready to go. So
all right,
pick it up for the playoffs. It should be no problem.
Home or away on Friday tomorrow?
We are home. And then home Monday and away in Winthrop to end the season.
It's flying by, Coach, but congratulations, man. You guys are in first place, and keep it going.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.